All the other fields of engineering have been dealing with patents for many years. Why should software be an exception? That's a silly question. It's like saying, all those people got cancer, why shouldn't you? However, because after all, each case of a person not getting cancer is a good thing, independent of what happens to everyone else. But there is a thoughtful question we can find hidden under that stupid question. The thoughtful question is, do the different fields differ in any relevant way that affects good patent policy? What is the difference between these fields? And how should we choose a patent policy according to the needs of each field, according to what is best for that field? The difference between the different fields of engineering and design is a matter of how patents relate to products. You see, we have a myth about the patent system that when you design a new product, that there will be one and only one patent covering that product, and you, the designer of the product, will get that patent. Perhaps that's how it worked in the 1800s. That's not how it works today. Today, it's normal in any field that a product is likely to have things in it that infringe some patents. But how many? That's where the fields differ. Some fields are closer to our mythical ideal of the patent system, and some are further away. The closest one is pharmaceuticals. Until recently, pharmaceuticals really corresponded to that mythical ideal. The entire chemical formula of one drug would be patented. So if you developed a new drug, it wouldn't be patented already, so there would be only one patent on it, and the developer of the drug would have that patent. I'm told that even in the pharmaceutical field, though, things are changing now. But that field is still pretty close to the ideal we have in our minds. Other fields, mechanical, chemical, electrical engineering, are further away. But software is at the opposite extreme. In software, we can write programs with so many ideas in them that there could be hundreds of or thousands of different things that's in one program that might be patented by someone else. But why is this? This is no accident. In all the other fields, people are trying to design physical things. So they have to cope with the perversity of matter. The matter does what it does. And if that wasn't what your model said it would do, too bad. But we, who write software, are combining ideal mathematical components that have definitions. They do exactly what they're defined to do. And that makes our field much, much easier. Look at all the problems we don't have. If I put an if statement inside of a while loop, I don't have to worry about whether the voltage drop through the while loop will be so great that the if statement doesn't function. I don't have to worry that as the while loop goes around, it will go at the wrong frequency and the if statement will vibrate and eventually crack. I don't have to worry that as the if statement vibrates, it'll rub against the while statement and eventually they'll separate. I don't have to worry that a corrosive fluid will get in between them and degrade the contact between them until eventually the voltage drop is too great and the if statement doesn't operate. I don't have to worry about how I'm going to sink all the heat that the if statement dissipates so that it doesn't burn out. I don't have to worry that if the loop goes very fast, it will send out radio waves that induce erroneous signals in other parts of the program. I don't have to worry how, if the if statement does break, how I will pull it out and put in another one. I don't have to design the program to make sure that there's room to reach in. design how each time I build a copy of the program, how I'm going to assemble this thing, putting the if statement inside the while statement. Designing a physical product often really means designing a factory to build it, which is an even harder problem, even more complex than the product itself. But with software, when I want to make copies of a program, I type CP. Or maybe I use DD. The same program will copy anything. I don't have to design a special program to manufacture copies of each program I want to distribute. So there's so many problems that we don't have. And as a result, our field is very different. In other fields, there's such a thing as developing an idea. You have an idea, but that doesn't mean you can see how to make it work. And it may take years of experimentation to make the idea work at all. That's rare in the software field. In the software field, normally what happens is you're developing a program, and you get an idea, and you think, oh, I can use this idea and write my program. So you build your idea directly into the product, first thing, without the intermediate step of developing the idea. So it doesn't need any development. You just see, oh, I'll use this idea in writing my program. And as a result, there are two consequences of this. One is that in software, we get lots of ideas as a byproduct of having people working on software. So to establish a system to encourage production of ideas by impeding and obstructing the development of software is self-defeating. It won't make more ideas. It'll make fewer ideas. Even in its own terms, software idea patents are stupid. But secondly, the next point is, because our field is so much easier, what do? We do bigger jobs. I presume that the intelligence range of people in the software field is the same as the intelligence range of people in these other fields. So you have people with the same intelligence distribution, and you give them an easier field, what do? They do bigger jobs. If you make the job big enough, eventually it gets hard. And the result is that we put together more different ideas in one product than any mechanical engineer can, than any electrical engineer can. And that means that this problem that one product has many different things that were already patented by many others is bigger in software than in other fields. It can happen in other fields, but it happens far, far more in software. Think about the 39 patents covering MPEG-2 video, which might be just one feature in a program that has hundreds of features. So, I was thinking of sitting down, but it would be a mistake. I might fall asleep.